You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about death.
Yeah, I've been hesitant to talk about this. It happened a couple days ago. There was a murder at my house. It was all caught on camera, actually. My wife's been pretty torn up about this because over the past month or so, up by our front door is just like a little brick ledge up there. And a pair of mama and dada birds were up there building a nest. And we've been watching them build the nest. And the kids have been excited to watch them. And then you hear the little chirps up there. So they've obviously had little babies. So the kids climb up on the ladder, and, you know, the stepladder, and look in, look at the babies. You know, as we go in and out of the front door, mom and dad bird fly down and watch us leave. And then they fly back up. And we've kind of been talking to them, you know, like we become little friends with this little bird family. Well, we noticed that a hawk had noticed where all the baby chirps were coming from, and we started seeing him perched up on a tree across the street. Then he moved over to a little peak on our roof, and the next thing you know, I flipped on the security camera the other day, and he is sitting right there just doing that weird bird head cock, you know, looking up, and he went for it, and he flew up into the corner there and got the baby birds, and mom and dad birds were dive bombing him and fighting back, and you hear all the chirping and everything, but he got him and he took off. And my wife has been so upset about this the past couple days because we became friends with this little bird family. We were watching them raise their babies, and this evil, evil monster went up there and ripped him out of the nest and took off.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I'm like, it's the circle of life. You know, I know it sucks. Honestly, it was pretty darn cool to watch that hawk in action for me because it was such a gigantic bird making its way up into this tiny space and how it all went down. It was pretty like National Geographic kind of neat. But she's brought it up two or three times the past couple of days. She's like, I'm still thinking about those birds.
Yeah.
And the mom and dad were fighting it and they were chirping. They were so sad.
Yeah.
Like, babe, you got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Yeah.
I actually got up there yesterday and took the nest down so we don't have to look at it anymore, you know, when we're coming and going.
Right.
Like, we probably should just throw this
away.
Did you
do
now.
A little chalk outline of
a little ceremony? Said a little prayer, dumped it in the trash.
I live in a rural area. You heard me talk last year about the snakes getting the birds at my house.
Yeah.
And we watch it now every year. And there's Carolina wrens is the name of the species of bird. And they are cute as can be, and they build nests all around the house. And if I get to them in time, I like to stop the nest before they get too far along because I know it's just going to be heartbreak for them. I'm like, get your nest somewhere else that's safer, because there, where I live out in this rural area, there are these snakes that are totally fine for you. They do not hurt human beings at all. They're not poisonous or anything like that, but they're big. They're like 5-6 feet long, which, you know,
it's a hardy snake.
And they stay off the property until they hear the chirps of the baby birds. And these snakes can climb. So if you're there, it's up on a pole, the snake will go right up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And each year, it's like a race against time to see if the birds can hatch, grow a little bit, and then fly the coop, you know, and get out. Or are they going to be gone? Last year, it was a nest that we had an old grill sitting up on an outside deck that we hadn't used in a long time. And we started hearing chirps. This bird built a nest inside the mechanical part underneath of the grill.
Smart move, kind of.
Well, it's not.
Kind
of. And so
you go to
we
cook.
Started seeing a couple of snakes nearby in the area, and we went out one day, and all of the eggs gone. So the snakes got them before they hatched.
Oh,
just ate all of the eggs, and you're like,
those probably were delicious because they had the like smoky taste, I bet, from the grill too.
You know, and you said it right. It's the circle of life. So in your mind, you know, hey, this is how the hawks and the snakes can survive.
Yeah,
and you know it. You know, in your rational adult mind, but you're like,
it's still sad. I mean, I should have pulled the audio because you can pick up the birds, and it was a different kind of chirp from mom and dad. It was a.
Yeah.
You know, it was like they were really sad. And what fascinated me is like you would never have known where this bird's nest is, really, unless you saw some birds flying in and out of it. And for the hawk to find that was incredibly impressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
And just to watch him come back and forth on the camera and just kind of scout it out and how he's going to attack it. And that's the crazy part, that it was all captured on camera. So we've gone back a couple times and watched it. Nicole's like, don't tell the children. I told the kids.
Right.
I was like, remember that hawk?
Well,
listen, they got the babies.
The hawk. It
was like, it's good for them. It'll tough them up.
Of the Golden Corral, and found it up on our.
Yeah. Speaking of cams, did you see the Rattle Cam that just dropped a couple days ago?
Yes.
If you go to rattlecam.org, there's a place, an undisclosed location in Colorado. It's a large den with hundreds of prairie rattlesnakes in it. And it's a live stream, so you can watch them slithering in and out, and there's hundreds of them. That's the creepiest webcam I've watched in a long time.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
Yeah, they said, what, northern Colorado, somewhere just north of Denver, I guess.
Yeah, rattlecam.org.
Crazy to
and
see.
It's really unsettling. It kind of grosses me out seeing that many snakes intertwined and everything. Blah. It gets me, man. It gets me. Yeah, they don't want any hawks knowing where they are, so it's an undisclosed location. We don't want any hawks on YouTube, you know, finding out where these snakes are.
Right. Right. You know, one of the things that when they were talking about that rattlesnake cam thing is they were saying part of the reason we're putting this, you know, these images online for people to see is to see that rattle, and then what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince us that rattlesnakes are really gentle creatures. And I'm not going to say one way or the other, you know.
They might be, but
they could be, but they don't like human beings messing with them or coming near them. But I guess just out in the wild, they might be
considered pretty chill. They're pretty cool.
Gentle. I don't know.
They're like the life of the party.
Yeah, but it was almost like a sales pitch that this person was doing. They're like, listen, people need to stop being afraid of rattlesnakes because they are gentle, sweet creatures.
They do a lot of volunteer work.
Yeah.
They donate their time.
I'm just going to tell you right now, that's a tough sell.
That is a tough sell.
That's a tough sell. If you're trying to, you know, it's bad enough like a nutritionist trying to, you know, do a tough sell on getting people to eat properly. You know, a herpetologist or whatever they're called, trying to give us a sell that we should be loving rattlesnakes.
Nina, who's on in the afternoons, just posted a video recently on her Instagrams where she was up at Red Rocks hiking around, and they came across the rattlesnake on the trail, and she was filming it. And everybody, like, came to a halt both directions because he was just laying right across the trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I messaged her. I was like, you didn't tell me how this ended. How did you get him off the trail? And she's like, well, we just started throwing a bunch of sand at him.
Right.
To get it off, and I immediately went on and looked up like what you should do when you come across a rattlesnake, because this is before we went to Utah and was hiking around.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first thing on the list says, don't throw things at them, because
right.
It pisses them off. And they come at you when you start throwing things at them. But it worked for Nina. They just threw a bunch of sand and he slithered off, I guess. But yeah, the first thing on there says, don't throw things at them.
I used to come across rattlesnakes all the time at Castlewood Canyon when I was doing the loop, the Canyon Rim loop, and I would come across them. And sometimes they were just off the trail, but one time there was a big one right across the trail like you're describing with Nina, and I pulled a Nina. And I took some little pebbles, and I was throwing, saying, just move. And this thing refused to budge. It was like a, you know.
He's just standing his ground.
It had dug in its non-existent heels, and it wasn't going to go anywhere. So here's the idiot that I am. I was like, well, I got to go, and I'm not going to jump over the snake. So here's what I did, fool that I am, and it didn't even dawn on me until afterwards. I got off the trail into the brush and went around.
No.
And then back up onto the trail. And as soon as I got back on the trail, I was like, wow, that was a stupid thing to do.
His snake buddies could have been there.
Right. I got this clearly marked path, and I went down into the brush where all the rattlesnakes are.
Yeah, you could have been a decomposing carcass right now.
That's exactly right. So they said, don't toss anything at the snake.
Yeah, don't throw anything at snakes.
What are you supposed to do?
You just back away and let them just go away on their own. They'll eventually just slither
away. This guy was sunning. He wasn't going to go
anywhere. And that's the thing. They're not going to move if they're in the heat, you know? I'd be throwing things at him all day long. Be taking my shoe off and throwing at him.